The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew Podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today, there are three readings, quote-unquote. The first reading comes from Marcus Aurelius, Meditations, Book 9, Chapter 6. The second reading, quote-unquote, is a quotation from Marcus Aurelius that I was not able to track down the source for. And then the third quote-unquote reading is something we're not actually going to read, but it's the entirety of the first chapter of Meditations. Okay, so here we go. This is from Meditations 9:6. All you need are these: certainty of judgment in the present moment, action for the common good in the present moment, and an attitude of gratitude in the present moment for anything that comes your way. Okay, so before we go on to the other readings, this particular episode was prompted by a question / request that my chavrusa sent me yesterday, or was it the day before? No, it was yesterday. And he the question said, any interest in being my gratitude accountability buddy? Okay, now I would not have known what he meant, but thankfully he explained himself. So he too is involved, has been involved heavily in Tara Brach's books and meditations and lectures, as have I. And he linked me to a lecture or reflection where she suggested an exercise. I believe she said it was based on Dr. Martin Seligman, who is the founder, or Seligman, sorry, not Seligman, Dr. Martin Seligman, who is the founder of positive psychology. I don't know what positive psychology is other than what I can infer from the title and from this one example. But basically, this is an exercise that you do daily, and the exercise is based on the idea that what we notice will shape our thoughts and values. And this brings me to my second Marcus Aurelius quotation. This is the one I could not track down the source for, which is, your life is what your thoughts make it. So the exercise involves three steps. One of them is, the format of the exercise is, at the end of the day, you write an email, which we're calling your gratitude journal, because it is a journal, even though you're sending it to someone else. And you write down three things that you are grateful for, presumably things that came up that day or thoughts that came up that day. But it's just three things that you're grateful for. No need for any explanation, just three things. The second thing you write down is a moment of savoring, where you enjoyed or allowed yourself to experience something that was pleasurable. Ideally after a sacred pause, because in order to be conscious of this enjoyment, that you would have to consciously stop and then reflect on what you're doing in order to be able to enjoy it with a present mind. And then the third thing that the journal would include is an act of kindness that you did. And the idea, what Tara Brach said, and then you can listen, I'll link the lecture below, but she said basically that that neurological studies have shown that if you reflect on thoughts such as these for, I think she said 15 to 30 seconds, then that can actually affect the way that your brain, I guess it could lead to you thinking more thoughts like this. Again, I did not go into the science of this. I guess that's kind of what I'm reading about now in The Body Keeps the Score. This is not a science podcast. So I have not done the scientific reading. Anyway, so that's what the exercise is. So at the end of the day, then you write down these five items, three things you're grateful for, one experience of savoring, and then one act of kindness. And then you send it to somebody who is your accountability buddy, your gratitude accountability buddy, and that's my chavrusa. So he proposed that we try this experiment for a limited amount of time, and I'm going to try it out between yesterday and when I return to New York, God willing, on the 22nd, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So what does that have to do with anything in Stoicism or Judaism? Well, in Stoicism, I mentioned that the entire first chapter of Marcus Aurelius' Meditations is him expressing gratitude. And that's the source, the third source that I am not going to read because it's the entire first chapter, is he basically goes through systematically and thanks
expresses gratitude towards all of the people who have helped make him who he is and who have influenced his life. So that's how he begins his meditations. Now, why does he begin his meditations that way? I have not read anything that where he explains that, but the fact that he devotes his whole first chapter to that is telling in and of itself. Then we have obviously in Judaism then thanks is giving thanks is a major thing. I mean, the entire premise is Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that God built the universe on kindness, and by kindness we mean that which is not owed. You know, the entirety of existence, we are completely contingent existences, and yet psychologically we feel that we have an inherent claim on existence. You know, we feel that we are the intrinsic existence, not God, and that reality in some ways depends on us, because that's what we're experiencing. You know, we're experiencing reality as something that has us at the center. So thinking and feeling and expressing hoda'a, thanksgiving, is a way to continually reinforce the idea that everything that we experience is a chesed from God. And Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chasdo, give thanks to Hashem for He is good, His kindness is eternal, and that we are the recipients of that, and that we don't have any inherent claim on existence. And the difference, you know, I mean, there are many differences. One of the differences between shevach and hoda, between praise and thanks, is that praise is purely objective, where you are reflecting on the goodness of God and His actions per se, but hodah is when you tie it to yourself as a beneficiary of that good. So, again, we can go into details later on, but clearly, I don't think I have to make the argument that gratitude is a major theme in Judaism. But what I thought was interesting when I was trying to pick an excerpt from the writings of the Stoics that I could pair with this exercise or this experiment, I find it interesting how in this chapter of Meditations, he identifies three things and says all you need are these: certainty of judgment in the present moment, action for the common good in the present moment, and an attitude of gratitude in the present moment for anything that comes your way. Now, the last one is clearly gratitude. Okay. The second one, action for the common good in the present moment, is an act of kindness. And the first one, certainty of judgment in the present moment, is being present and being aware in a realistic way of everything that is going on that you're experiencing. And I know this because this is a common theme throughout the writings of all the Stoics, which is when he says a certainty of judgment, I don't think he means like certainty in the sense of conviction. I think what he means is knowing what you are actually experiencing and being able to separate those from the thoughts and feelings and impressions that are clouding your thought. You know, that's the we've had lots of episodes on Epictetus's views on this, where you have to separate between what is actually happening and what your judgments are about what's happening. And so Marcus Aurelius is talking about focus on the clarity of judgment. And I just thought that it's a really interesting coincidence that the three items that Tara Brach suggested for this exercise happen to line up exactly with the three items that Marcus Aurelius writes about in this meditation. Now, he says all you need are these. The question is, what does he mean by all you need? Right? Whenever we talk about need, it's all you need for what? And to my knowledge, he doesn't say, okay, he doesn't explain what he means. And so the question is, what exactly will this do? You can listen to Tara Brach's lecture about this for what she thinks that this will do. I kind of want to just let this experiment run its course and see what happens. Already, I can tell you some of the effects. I've only done this for, I did this yesterday, and I'm midway through today. Today is Thursday. And I can tell you one thing that I've experienced is I am hyper aware now of what the candidates are going to be for things that I express gratitude for. Like, I'm on the lookout. Like, I guess because I'm picking three things and only three things to write about, then like, and because I'm writing to an actual person who I know, then the question is going to be like, what is it that I am going to share? What am I going to write about? So, for example, like this, you know, one of the things that happened this morning was, you know, Seattle's has usually, except for this crazy heat wave that happened when we were in Hawaii, Seattle usually has really good weather during the summer. And so last night it went down, I think, to the high 50s, and then right now I think it's like around in the 70s or something like that. So I like it when it's cold at night. And when I woke up this morning, I woke up in this perfect feeling of of a cold room with cold breeze on my face from the open window, and my weighted blanket. And it was just a very, very comforting way to wake up. It wasn't from my alarm. It wasn't from any noise or anything like that. It was just waking up in a state of comfort. So that was the first thing on my mind for gratitude, you know. And then I go and I have coffee, and the coffee is amazing. I was, I got freshly ground beans of my favorite type of coffee, I was enjoying that. And I spent the morning reading, you know, and I, you know, was reading, you know, the several books that I'm into now, and I gained from those. And then I davened, and my davening went really well. I had some nice little nice insights in the davening. And then, you know, and then I went to Starbucks, and again was grateful for being able to go to Starbucks and be there in person, finally, after all this time. And I wrote an article, and the ideas from Yeshayahu that I wrote about were amazing ideas, and the fact that I was able to write it was great. So all these things are going through my mind, and instead of just experiencing the good, the fact that I have this overarching framework to my day of looking for things to have gratitude about, because I'm preparing to express them, it changes the entire experience of the day. You know, same thing with the savoring, you know, like there are things that I am savoring now that I would not have savored before. So for example, I've decided that at least while I'm home, then for one of my meals, I'm going to eat it without doing anything else other than eating, you know. And I invented this term, which I'm sure there's probably a real term for this. I call it sense cycling, like S-E-N-S-E cycling. So like as I was eating, I was just switching back and forth between the senses that were involved, of my sense of sight, of looking at the food, my sense of hearing the sounds inside my head of chewing the food, tasting the food, the texture of the food, and then whatever the other one is. What am I missing? Sight, hearing, taste, touch, and texture, right? Wait, sorry, no. Taste, what am I saying? Why am I missing one? Hearing, seeing, so smelling. That's the other one, right? Yeah, you know? So, and then when I was taking a shower, same thing. Like, I ordinarily would not think about all those during the shower, but I was making an effort to savor the shower and going through all the senses involved in the shower, you know? And then with the act of kindness thing also, I mean, the act of kindness is the most incongruous. And I'm not sure obviously it's a good thing to do an act of kindness every day, but like to reflect on it, I'm not sure how that reflection, contributes to this entire picture here. But I guess that's what I'm going to find out. So anyway, I thought I would share this as an episode of the Stoic Jew podcast. If anyone else decides to conduct this gratitude journal experiment, or gratitude accountability experiment, then I encourage you to do so. And if you have a buddy, then that's the best system. We'll see how it goes. Again, I'm gonna be doing this for the next couple of weeks, and then decide whether this is something I want to continue. And right now, it's looking good. That is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to making Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.